I'd like to pray a prayer of protection over all of us here as we begin to pray tonight for healing. In the name of Jesus Christ and by the power of his cross and his blood, I bind up the power of any evil spirits and command them not to block our prayers. I bind up the powers of earth, air, water, fire, the netherworld, and the satanic forces of nature. I break any curses, hexes, or spells sent against us and declare them null and void. I break the assignments of any spirits sent against us and send them to Jesus to deal with them as he wills. Lord, we ask you to bless our enemies by sending your Holy Spirit to lead them to repentance and conversion. Furthermore, I bind all interaction and communication in the world of evil spirits as it affects us and our ministry here tonight. I ask for the protection of the shed blood of Jesus Christ over everyone here at St. Lawrence in Utica. Thank you, Lord, for your protection, and send your angels, especially St. Michael the Archangel, to help us in the battle. I ask you to guide us in our prayers. Share with us your Spirit's power and compassion. And they all said, amen. You can be seated. So as I mentioned in the homily, we addressed a couple of obstacles to healing. Repentance for our sins, that's necessary. So unrepentant or unrepented sins, if you haven't asked for forgiveness for something, do that tonight. And forgiveness, we need to forgive those who have offended us. And sometimes the hardest person to forgive is who? Yeah. The hardest person to forgive sometimes is yourself, for sure. So let's just say a little prayer real quick. You can repeat after me. Holy Spirit, please show me who I need to forgive tonight. And their name might come to your mind. You might see their face or remember the incident. And you can just use this little formula, okay? You don't have to say their name or what it is out loud, but you can just say this. In the name of Jesus, I forgive. And you can say, you know, to yourself, you can say the name of the person. And then say for and be specific about what it is that you're forgiving them for. That's really helpful. So in the name of Jesus, I forgive so-and-so for such-and-such. That's the little prayer that you can pray out loud or pray to yourself. Tears are really good. Tears are really good. Because what happens is we tend to... Thank you. Thank you. We tend to... repress the negative emotion in our bodies. And so when we can cry, when we can forgive ourselves and forgive others, we can release that negative energy, that negative emotion, and be healed, be freed from that. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Jesus never shames you. Nowhere in the gospel do we read that he wagged his finger in somebody's face and shamed them for sinning when they came to him asking for forgiveness. He never turned anybody away. He never shamed anybody for asking for forgiveness. Praise God. And now we'll address, in general, we call this control, but control often has a lot of fear underneath it. And underneath that is usually a lot of pain and hurt. So control, fear, pain, hurt. Can you follow that? So we want to address control first. We want to address control. Because when we're holding on to control so tightly, as we were invited to do, as we were praising and worshiping Jesus, we were invited to open our hands. It's funny how hard it is for people to do this sometimes, because they live like this. They live like this. They're holding on so tightly to so many things that aren't Jesus. And you may not even be doing it consciously. A lot of people do it in a subconscious kind of way. It's how we survived. And perhaps God knows that helped you get here tonight. And now he's inviting you to let go of that, whatever that is. So you ready to let go of control tonight? So I invite you to open your hands once again. You can even just rest them on your lap if you want. But palms up and just repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I am sorry for grasping for control of my life, my family, my job, my health. Please forgive me for trying to control everything. Help me to let go. Help me to trust in you. Hold on to me, Jesus. I trust in you, Jesus. Jesus, I trust in you. I let go of my control. And I hold on to you. Jesus, I surrender my control to your divine mercy. And I hold on to you, my Lord and my God. Free me from all my fears and my pain and control so that I can be free to receive your love and healing touch and your peace and joy. Amen. You may have already experienced some healing with that. And I mentioned joy. I like to share this with my friends whenever I preach. A great definition of joy is to be in the presence of someone that you know experientially is happy to be with you. And I'm here to tell you tonight that he's happy to be here with you. And I'm going to invite you in just a second to make that act of faith with me. And then it's the Holy Spirit's job, I like to say, to communicate that truth to your heart so that it's not just Father Jason telling you, but it's your personal experience of that. That's what heals. That's what transforms. That's what brings joy. Even in the midst of suffering. Because joy, like peace, does not mean the absence of pain. But again, joy is to be in the presence of someone that you know is happy to be with you. So even on the cross, Jesus was full of pain of all kinds. And at the same time,
was full of joy. It says it in the scriptures. Because he knew that he was with the Father, he was doing the Father's will, and he was opening the doors of heaven for all of us. I like to say it this way, he died for you because he couldn't imagine living without you. How cool is that? He died for you and paid the price for your salvation because he couldn't imagine living without you. And we've been reading about this in John chapter 14 this week. Would I tell you that I'm going to prepare a place for you if there were not so many rooms in my Father's house? And if I go and prepare a place for you, I will come back for you so that where I am, you may be also with me, my beloved bride, the church. So let's make this act of faith. Repeat after me. In the name of Jesus, I believe that God is happy to be with me. Jesus, I believe that you are happy to be here with me tonight. Jesus, I believe that you love to see me and bless me and fill me with your joy. Amen. He repeated that as well at the Last Supper. Three different times he says in so many words that I'm telling you these things because I want my joy to be in you and your joy to be complete, to be full. And what is his joy? Again, it's to be in the presence of his Abba, his daddy, who is so happy to be with him. And what is it that the Father communicates to the Son? And what is it that the Son reflects back to the Father? The Holy Spirit. Yeah. And they want to share that Holy Spirit with you tonight in a new way, in a fresh way. Do you want that? Let's pray. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit. Fall afresh on us. I want more of you, God. I want more of you, God. Touch me. Heal me. Fill me with your joy and your peace. Okay, let's go after not only the control, but like I said, the fear and the pain that's underneath the control. Let's renounce some fears, some popular fears. I'll just run you through a few that come to my mind that are pretty popular, okay? So you can, maybe not every one of these pertains to you, but it doesn't hurt to get rid of it anyway, okay? So we're going to renounce these fears in the name of Jesus. So just repeat after me. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the fear of failure. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the fear of rejection. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the fear of death. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the fear of humiliation. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the fear of sickness. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the fear of my enemies. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the fear of evil. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the fear of pain. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the fear of loneliness. In the name of Jesus,
I renounce the fear of abandonment. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the fear of getting lost. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the fear of the dark. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the fear of poverty. In the name of Jesus, I renounce the fear of homelessness. Okay, now I'll pray over you. So you just, again, let these go. Release these to Jesus as I pray. So now in the name of Jesus and by the power of his holy cross and his precious blood and with the sword of the Spirit, I now break the power of all these fears that you just renounced. And I command them all to go now, directly and immediately to the Blessed Sacrament to be dealt with by Jesus as he wills. You will go bound. You will not touch or harm anything or anyone on the way. You will never come back and you will never send anything in your place. You will in fact be crushed by the heel of the Mother of God. Amen. Anybody feel anything go? Not yet. Peace. Good. Peace. All right, let's release the pain that we feel, emotional, physical, spiritual pain that we feel, which takes vulnerability, openness. But Jesus is gentle. He doesn't want you to suffer. Pain, sickness, illness, and disease, it doesn't come from God. That's never his will. So don't believe that tonight. You're not going to be healed if you believe it's God's will that you suffer. I guarantee you that. It's not God's will that you suffer. God is never the author of pain and suffering. You have to believe that. Sometimes people say, oh, I guess it's God's will. God permitted it. God allowed it. What God allowed is for us to be free. And from the beginning of time, we pretty much messed that up. And because of that abuse of our freedom, sin entered the world and sickness, illness, and disease. And it touches all of us, everybody, in different ways. That was never God's will. However, his will is to now redeem everything, to make all things new at the end of time. At the end of time. That's God's will. The big theological word is recapitulate. Everything will be recapitulated, which is to say, everything will be made new in Christ, our head, the head of the mystical body. And we are the members of his mystical body, the church. All will be made new at the end of time. And when we die and go to heaven, we will be pain-free. We will have these glorious resurrected bodies at the end of time. That's God's will. That's God's will. And anything that happens, his will is to bring good out of it, to bring good out of it for you and for others, to bring good out of it. So he never wants innocent people to suffer. That's evil. But he wants to bring good even out of evil. The greatest evil was the Son of God being crucified on a cross unjustly. So that was the greatest evil that ever happened. And yet God brought the greatest good out of the greatest evil
for our good, for our sake. He did that. So these are things we have to remember, but we also have to remember that he does want to heal, that he does want to restore and redeem. And he wants to manifest that power here tonight, that power to heal and to redeem. So let's keep praying for that. If you want, you can repeat after me to offer the Lord your pain, your emotional pain, your physical pain, your confusion, your loneliness, your sadness. You can repeat after me. Lord Jesus, I trust in you, and I release to you my pain, my physical pain, and my emotional pain, and my spiritual pain, my sadness, my shame, my confusion, my anger, my guilt, my loneliness, my depression. My brokenness, I offer it all to you. Redeem it all. Heal me. Make me new. Make me more like you each and every day of my life, so that I can become all that you created me to be, a child of God. Amen, amen, amen. Okay. Thank you, Jesus. I'm going to pray a corporate prayer for healing. And then I'm going to take Jesus in the Blessed Sacrament through the church. There's too many of us here tonight for me to just stand here. It'll take too long. So I'm going to move rather quickly through the crowd, okay? Some of you have seen this before if you've been to Awaken or one of our evenings of encounter. I'm going to move through the crowd. So if you want to move and get close to the aisle, I will stop right in front of you. So feel free to kind of shift so that you can get close to the aisle if you want to touch the humeral veil as I pass by. So I'm going to be wearing this vestment that covers my shoulders and my arms and my hands. And the purpose of that is to remind us that as I'm coming around, it's not Father Jason coming around, it's Jesus coming around. And so ask for healing as I bring Jesus by you and to you. I'm not really going to pause very long at all, just for a quick count in front of each and every one of you. I'm going to make my way quickly through the church. And you can touch it ever so quickly, but with faith. Like the woman who had the hemorrhage and said, "Ooh, if I can just touch the tassel of his cloak, I'll be healed." So you can just touch the humeral veil for a moment and be healed. Do you believe that? Yes. We believe. Jesus, we believe. We believe. And as I go through the church, we'll have praise and worship music going, if I'm not mistaken. And then I'll bring Jesus back up here. And then we'll have individual prayer teams. We'll have individual prayer teams at the banners that you see. One, two, I think there's a third one around the corner. Three, four, five. So I think we have a number of prayer teams. So feel free to then spread out, go to the different prayer teams during that time. And then we'll close with benediction at the end. We can all gather right around the front of the altar here tonight for benediction. Probably in about an hour, about 9:30, we'll do that good? Benediction at 9:30. And if there's still people who haven't received individual prayer, we can stay until 10, and then we gotta hard stop at 10.